This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 48, photographing babies and newborns for July 20, 2008. Hey there, everyone. How's it going? And welcome to the 48th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. As always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And today is July 20, 2008. And today's podcast is based on a question by DeMonteCarlo3. But before we get into it, I'd like to thank people for their past comments, specifically Benny and Ed, for their comments on our last podcast, number 47, where we talked about sync speeds and flash sync speeds. I'd also like to thank Sergey, who sent me thanks for figuring out his problem, upon which part of that podcast was based. So, you know, thanks so much for those comments. We always appreciate them. And you can leave the comments on the blog itself, photography.ca/blog. You can make your way to the forums on photography.ca. Just go to photography.ca, make your way to the forums, and of course you can just send me emails directly at photography.ca@gmail.com. I've noticed since our last couple of podcasts that more members are joining and actually posting quite a bit. And I'd like to thank Photo Guru, Fusion Photo, Slapshot, AJ2K4, Merlin9, Photomo, and AlexJ70 for posting quite a few comments on the bulletin board itself, and it's so appreciated. It helps get the conversations going. They've been posting pictures, getting critiques, and you know, they've also been posting their opinions about other critiques. I highly recommend new people join the forum. There's really nothing like getting feedback from people that know a little bit about photography, you know, about your own photography, especially if you're just starting out. A lot of people really do seem to find that our commentary and critiques are really interesting, and some people are indeed finding that it's helping their photography. So I encourage you to post stuff if you're interested in getting critiqued. We're always gentle and we try and be constructive. And, you know, if you know a little bit as well, or you're an advanced amateur and a pro, oh my gosh, your feedback is so welcome. And, you know, you can also post your own photography, of course, your own photographs for critiques, regardless of what level you are. We also have quite a few lurkers on the board. Those are people that have joined up but haven't posted yet. They're just reading commentary and critiques, or reading other materials that have been shared on our site. And of course, people are free to lurk, you know, but post some of your own stuff. I really encourage you to do so. We're really a friendly bunch, and you know, no harm will come to you. No harm. Only good stuff. I should say that I am on location again today. I wanted to record this live in LaFontaine Park again because it's close to where I hang. But lo and behold, it started raining again. So I've sought solace and shelter in my car from the raindrops. But if you do hear the pitter-patter of rain on metal, you'll know why. They're whacking my rooftop as we speak, despite the fact that I tried to seek some cover under a tree. Okay, so now on to today's show, photographing newborns and babies. And this was based on a question by DeMonteCarlo3, which is a member on our bulletin board. And he posted the following question on the bulletin board. My brother is having a baby in a few weeks. I'd like to have some advice on taking pictures of newborns. They usually can't support themselves, so someone has to hold them. What are the best ways to position babies to take great pictures? I'd like to make a portfolio for the parents to honor the blessing of their first child. Well, first off, that just deserves, that's so cute. That's a great idea and a really nice present, and I suspect they're really going to appreciate it. Okay, so let's get right into it. And rather than starting with positioning, let's start with light. We need light to take photos. And light is the single most important factor in all photography, as far as I'm concerned. Let's talk about light. When it comes to photographing babies, the key, in my opinion anyway, is going to be soft, soft, soft. You want the lighting to be very, very soft. Sometimes babies have blemishes and redness in their faces, and a harsh, hard light is going to make those, you know, blemishes and red marks in the faces just look too hard. You know, babies are soft looking and they should be soft looking. So you need to use soft light. Now, for those people that may not know what that means, there's soft light and then there's harsh light. And a good example is a floodlight shining directly in your face or your direct flash shining directly in your face. This is harsh light. Direct sunlight coming in from a window. This is harsh light. And for babies, I would suggest that you definitely want to avoid using that type of light. What you want to use is soft light. So if that light coming through the window, if it's a cloudy day, let's say, and there's some light coming through the window, a nice amount, and it shines on baby's face, that's going to be really, really flattering and nice for the baby. Similarly, you can bounce your flash off the ceiling or off another white wall. That's the flash attached to your camera. And the bouncing will indeed make it softer. If you're using studio lights, you can bounce the light into an umbrella, or you can use a softbox, and all of those will create soft light, which is very flattering to babies and something that I highly recommend. Okay, I hear the pitter-patter more on the roof now, but I'm still going for it. And if it's distracting, you can please leave that as a comment, but let's just go for it. I'm taking a break. This is friggin' unbelievable. Actually, you know what? I'm sweating. I'm just going outside and hanging under a tree. This is dedication, man. This is total dedication. But I'm not stopping the recording. Okay, so now I'm under the tree, and the sound must have changed, but I was finding the pitter-patter just too annoying. So now you'll have to deal with cars and stuff like that, and and honking and stuff like that. Okay, anyway, in terms of positions for babies and how to place babies when we're shooting them, I once had a photography teacher that said babies are basically pudding with eyes. Especially newborns, you know, they're floppy little masses, and they don't stand up straight. They're like Gumby dolls, and you basically have to position them. So I would suggest that one of the keys is propping up their head. If their head is all bobbing and weaving all over the place, it's not going to be such an attractive photograph. So I would definitely suggest putting them in a car seat. Maybe you could put some kind of a white material behind the car seat, photograph them against a simple wall, but in a car seat, their head is going to be propped up and they'll be able to make some eye contact with you. And I think that's just a great idea. Another classic pose is on their stomach with their arms folded. So, you know, you try and fold their arms and you place their head on their arms and then you shoot them straight on. And actually, a very good friend of mine and fellow photographer Dominic Fazzotto was kind enough to let me use some of his baby photography. I haven't shot baby photography in a few months, and I have still stuff in boxes for moving, so he let me use some of his good photos, and it's much appreciated. So you'll see in his photos that he's used the following two techniques, both using the baby on its own folded arms and in a car seat, and they tend to take some really nice photographs that way. I would also suggest positioning them on a sofa. So you stick them in the crevice of a sofa with a pillow holding their head up and mom really close by just to make sure the baby's in a good position, and we could shoot that way. Another great shot is mom cradling the baby. So mom can cradle the baby, and you can cut mom out of the shot and just have her holding the baby, cradle the baby, and that also tends to give a really, really good effect and a nice shot. Other tips for photographing babies and newborns are going to be photographing their hands and their feet. Get down to their level. That's another key tip. Don't always shoot them from above. Babies are low standing creatures. And you should get down to their level, and your shots are going to have an interesting flavor when you do that versus always shooting them from your own height. Scale differences are often excellent, and we've seen these a lot in classic photos. You know, a baby's hand in an adult's hand, foot to foot, you know, heads together. These all play on the scale difference between babies and adults, and they make really, really nice shots. I recommend simple backgrounds. So, you know, make the baby the star. Don't have the baby in a cluttered background. Clean stuff up. Go back to our podcast from two podcasts ago, I believe it was probably number 46, where we talked about distractions. Get rid of distractions. Make the baby the star and not a cluttered background. Another tip, give baby some toys to play with. I mean, you want to shoot a lot of shots, and it's hard to shoot babies, so you're going to select the best ones from the shoot. Give the baby a couple of toys. Let him suck on a rattle or her suck on a rattle, or play with a larger toy or a smaller toy. Also adds interest. Other tips, put them in fun places. Babies are so small that you could put them in safe, unusual places that are going to be really humorous and are really going to add some fun to the shot. Put them in a large salad bowl. That's just one shot off the top of my head, you know? Salad bowl is meant for salad, but with a baby in it, if you prop the baby up properly, stick one of those huge salad forks and salad spoons in there. Not too sharp, of course. Always keep babies safe. But this type of playing with scale and size and putting them in weird places are really going to have a nice effect, and they're going to give you a nice variety of shots to shoot from. Have the mum nearby, you know, let the mum do peekaboo and stuff like that. It's amazing how simple babies are. You just a little peekaboo and it's gee, 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 and they laugh like crazy. I'd be a comedian if the audience were all babies and would laugh at peekaboo jokes. But, you know, mom nearby to make eye contact with the baby behind you is going to be a good idea. A smiling mom is going to cause baby to smile. And all these, hopefully, will get you some shots that you're going to be happy with at the end of the day. So I hope those tips are useful for you, De Monte Carlo 3. As always, if other people have other tips that they want to share or suggestions that they want to share or stuff that they disagree with, any of the ways described before, you know, comment on the blog, post in the bulletin board, or just send me an email, you know, we learn from each other, and that's what keeps the conversation going, and that's what keeps the learning going, and that's how we get better, through experimentation and by learning what others do. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. That's going to do it for this week's podcast. Another podcast is going to come out hopefully soon and hopefully on a nice day so I could finally record live without so many noise distractions and so many rain distractions and just enjoy the outdoors while I bring you these podcasts. Thanks for listening, everyone. As always, get out there, shoot different angles, experiment. But no matter what you do, don't stop. Keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone.